Peace. Big up, everybody. This is Bobby Simmons from the Hip Hop Band, Stetson Sonic. That's right. I said Hip Hop Band, Stetson Sonic. And I want y'all to know, you listening to Hip Hop Digest. Y'all know what that's about. It's about you getting a lot of food for thought about real hip hop. Cats that was in the dungeons for real. I'm talking about Vietnam dungeons. Dungeon hip hop. Running in the streets. That's where we was at. Don't play. Big shout out to my man MC Shan too. Hip Hop Digest is in the building, y'all. Peace. 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 Peace.
No, I come from the day where you were talented enough that you didn't need 7-15 women in the video shaking their butt for people to watch. And that's what happens. These rappers are insecure. They're not enough, so let me put something else in this video. 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 In this video.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's your man, E Green. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
Can't make no noise.
So good. Shit, this hurricane making noise, though.
Joaquin!
Just a little rain, that's all.
It's just a little bit of
not
rain.
Not here.
Just a rain event.
Stay not down there, okay. Huh? Joaquin out there cutting up, huh?
A little bit.
That's what's up, no doubt. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is Young Jeezy launching a luxury champagne brand called Project Gold Bottles. Young Jeezy goes on to say, "Why I have long loved high-end tequila and champagne, the love of this has inspired me to create a rich, full-bodied champagne that represents my passion. I look forward to bringing a luxury champagne product to my fellow artists and fans in the near future." Kurt G, that's all we need is more liquor products.
Like, this nigga talking like he gonna be in there squashing grapes with his fucking feet. Come on, son. Fuck out of here. Yo, somebody gonna make this shit. You gonna put your name on it, and you gonna get a little check for that motherfucker.
Swerving, I know y'all like the pop bottles.
Talking like he got grape seeds
not
between his
that
toes.
Kind of bottle. And is this what second tier artists do? Because isn't that played out already?
These niggas are still getting checks. See where he goes at the clubs. Niggas are still popping bottles. He's having visions.
Yeah, like, I mean,
shit, nigga, my shit could be in here. Boy, get $100 a pop, nigga. I be getting that bread.
You know, certainly with Coons at the top of the pyramid, you know, when it comes to liquor sales and things like that, and they've all made money, you know, on liquor. I don't know too many people who didn't really make money on liquor.
Come on, this is what
about the dudes from The Rock with that Armadale? Ain't nobody was buying Armadale, were they?
There was some people probably buying it at the time. It was enough for them to keep it out for a little while.
For a little while. I mean, I'm not saying this is a long-term proposition.
It never is. This is what they do. They make a clothing line. They get some liquor. They get involved with liquor.
Yeah.
They get involved with fucking fragrances. This is
well, as much as I don't, as much as I don't drink it or care for it, because I don't drink vodka, but you know, Ciroc is doing it. It's
not bad. I'm not going front on Ciroc.
That black folks drink.
Ciroc does not taste bad. I'm not going front on Ciroc.
Okay,
I don't buy it like that.
Well, I don't buy it like that myself either. But the point I'm saying is that again, how you said it yourself, Kurt G, second tier, is Jeezy's name enough to make you want to buy the product? That's the key thing. I mean, I think Coon's name, for whatever reason, is powerful enough to make people want to buy that product. You know, Jeezy, I don't know.
See, it's just like fucking rap, like the rap game, B. These niggas is trying to sell everything except for what the fuck the product is. They want you to buy it because of their name, not because the shit tastes good.
Right, that's
what
I'm saying.
They want you to buy this bullshit rap because of fucking how their image, their swag. Everything except for this shit, them niggas can actually rap on the mic.
And that's the key thing. So, like you said, Jeezy's not going to be in there, you know, doing anything with the product, you know, testing the product, helping develop the product. Only thing they're going to develop is his signature on the bottle. So,
as a matter of fact, he probably didn't even think of that statement that was written by a publicist.
Oh, you don't think that's Young Jeezy saying that?
Young Jeezy had a couple words in there of his own, I say.
You know.
There's a few words in there that he probably put in there.
What, like, yeah?
Or you mean this line? The love of this has me inspired to create a rich, full-bodied champagne that represents my passion.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
That's all Jeezy. You know it is.
All Jeezy. All day.
Oh, shit.
All day, nigga.
That's what's up, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Arabian Prince response to being left out of Straight Outta the Compton movie. Now, unlike other people who are mad that the story got switched or people got left out, the Arabian Prince was actually quite jovial. I caught him on Vlad the Snake TV.
Yes, oh, the Viper.
Boy.
And he was saying, you know, they will always, you know, say we didn't have time to do it, or that somebody, you know, that, you know, just didn't have time to put you in there. But he goes on to say people that really that he thought should have been in was a gentleman by the name of Donovan Smith, who was the engineer at Audio Achievements, the studio that NWA recorded at. He was like, you know, this guy was like family. He was the engineer. He owned the studio. He was always around. He was just like family. He's like, there's nowhere to be seen at. Actually, the funniest thing is that he said the thing that he thought was inaccurate was how they made Lonzo seem, you know, like the guy in Purple Rain.
Right.
You know, they made him seem like that, but they said Lonzo really wasn't like that. But see, he said he thought that part in the movie was funny, but he said that was the most inaccurate. So the Arabian Prince, unlike other people, yo, he really was, you know, saying he understands that Dre and Cube and Easy were big names and they were going to push the movie. You know, other people weren't going to really push the movie and he understands that. So, you know, that's what's up. You know, shout out to the Arabian Prince, you know.
This
well, I think
my bad. Fucking Eagry just did a fucking selfie on niggas. Fucking, I just seen your face pop up on the screen real quick.
Oh shit!
The fuck?
Just fucking around. But I was thinking, you know, when people get that 100-hour Blu-ray, they'll be able to see everything they want, I guess.
You know what? And motherfuckers gonna complain about that.
Well, of course they are. But Ice Cube and them niggas, Cube Vision, they did take a little liberties and shit.
They did. I mean, Arabian Prince and Vlad also talked about the shit that they threw in there. They really have to throw the Tupac, you know, Hail Mary in there. He said that was way later than all the other events. Crazy later.
Right. You know, it's an NWA movie, so it should have stopped pretty much after Easy died. They should have been gone. The movie should have stopped.
You're right. If they would have took that tack, they'd have probably squeezed in a lot more plots. But we've already discussed this, and there are a lot of people who are mad that they got left out. The Arabian Prince, who is actually on a couple of NWA covers, a 12-inch and an album cover. Actually, you know, two album covers and a 12-inch. He wasn't mad, you know.
What's there to be mad about? You can't do shit about it anyway.
Oh man, you people, D Barnes wanted to know that she got hit.
I'm not bringing that up. I'm just saying. But from far as I'm concerned, what is there to be mad about? There's nothing you could do about it. So you're just getting upset for no reason. You're just making yourself upset about nothing.
He's still getting some pub out of it though, because he's on the Viper show. So
the Viper's just going. He's crawling around everywhere.
Hey, you know what?
All around Compton, trying to find anybody that was down.
You know what though? I know you don't like the Snake or whatever, and he has been very, very. What's the word? What's the good adjective I'm looking for? Very snakeish, I guess. But he's been doing his work. He had interviews, you know, Miss Chalet.
Anybody that had something to do with NWA.
He had interviews with Lonzo.
He's dragging them all out.
And, you know, I think at this point, the Vlad is a little bit more productive than he used to be. I don't think he's as insightful, but he still needs to be watched. He still needs to be watched. You know what I mean? Because he is a snake. So that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is David Banner feels that white rappers are becoming more lyrical while black rappers are mumbling. David Banner has been pretty outspoken about the state of hip-hop. He also feels that white artists are achieving while black artists are holding themselves back. What do we think about that, son? David Banner, again, one of the many African-Americans who are saying it's a whitewash out there. But we doing it to ourselves.
That's what.
Well, you know what I think? I just think that white boys are seeing it as a more a more sliced up pie than just one big ass slab of trap music or drill music. Because, you know, white boys are doing that too, as we've just recently discussed. But you also see more white boys, the Euro Droogs in them, that are making hip hop music. And we see our guys, our team, is all chasing that commercial successful dollar, whatever.
Well, I think the one thing that I want to get down to is that David Banner and others need to, and this is the key thing, especially a guy like David Banner who's going to say white versus black. Nah, you need to start being more specific. Because I'm going to tell you, on the Hip Hop Digest, we play too much hip hop at the end of the show that happened to involve white guys. That's neither here nor there.
Nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it. I want to hear fucking specifics. And because everybody out there is afraid to say, I think Migos whack. I think, you know, Kid Cudi is marginal. I don't give a fuck who you talking about. Until African-Americans start singling motherfuckers out and not scared of people who are ultra paid, that's when you're always going to have a color line thrown up in there. I was frustrated reading that article, to be totally honest with you. Because I'm like, damn, son, name some fucking names, yo. Get off the color line.
Well, let me just put an asterisk on there, because I understand what you're talking about, believe me. But I think that generally speaking, people automatically are going to understand that he's speaking commercially. He's not talking about, you know, real hip-hop artists. He's not talking about, you know, anybody that we would play on the
show.
He's not talking about them. Clearly, he's not.
Let me read how the internet's responded. It was a comment, and it said, a lot of black artists have abandoned hip-hop's blueprint, acted at if it was outdated, played out, or just become trend followers. Meanwhile, a lot of white artists are sticking closer to the grassroots, and it's making them look like they're the standard bearers. I see the same thing with R&B. Hell, pop radio sounds closer to R&B than urban does these days. And again,
amen.
I understand that, amen. That's just 100, but more on him later. I'm sorry, I'm a guy who is really at this point about specifics. If I hear something and a particular artist is white, black, or otherwise, I don't really care. Is it coming from a hip-hop, competent lyrics, good beats perspective?
Exactly.
Okay, if it's not, right. If it's not, then I want to see a line that David Banner says, you know, Lil Joe or Fetty Wap is whack. I need to hear that.
You need to hear it, but everybody ain't as flagrant as we are. You know, we call names on this show. And we call them specific. And we're not really calling names just to try to shit on motherfuckers. We calling them out because we want them to upgrade their fucking art. You know, step your game up.
Look, and maybe, and I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking of guys like Banner and them is, you know, they understand they're going to be dropping a lot of African-American names and they generally don't want to. And then try to throw the color line in as a wedge, but I ain't buying that brand. I'm sorry.
I hear you, B, but these niggas got to see.
Yeah, you got to name names on both sides. You gotta name what you're. You gotta call out what you're talking about, and again, you gotta give references to the other side.
See, David Banner is gonna have to run into them niggas, though. David Banner is gonna have to run into the Migos at some. He's still part of the industry in a little ways. He's out here. He might run into the Migos at some spot, and then he got to deal with dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't trying to deal with the dumb shit. Niggas like us, if the Migos run up on us, what are we going to do? We're going to sue these niggas. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't tripping off these motherfuckers.
No doubt. I'll be like, yo, I got fucked up by Migos security and shit. Niggas taking pics, my jaw
all fat. We ain't tripping off these
niggas.
They got to see these niggas and they're going to have to deal with the dumb shit because you know how black on black is. They'll run up on us quick. Quick as shit.
No doubt. Yo, I want to give a shout out to Brian Watson, who continues to show love. You know, that I'm just giving him a shout. That's all.
Salute.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Erykah Badu. Let me start that again. Erykah Badu drops a cover of Drake's Hotline Bling. Now, I got this via OK Player, and I'm going to specifically name names again, OK Player. Now, you would think, dang, what does this got to do with hip-hop, with Erykah Badu, Drake, so the fuck what? That's how I'm thinking about this shit. I'm reading the article. I listen to the record. Actually, the record from Badu is actually pretty good. Sound like some shit I would hear on a DJ Jamad mixtape. So I'm reading this shit until it comes to the key byline. And I quote, and for the Drake haters out there getting ready to type, why did she have to pick this song, though? Maybe you better sit this debate out. And my question to you gentlemen is, why the byline of to the Drake haters? There must be a palpable contingent of people out there who don't like Aubrey. Because generally, she covered an Aubrey record. OK Player covered it. It was no big deal. But the byline, you know, in big letters, to all the Drake haters, you better sit this one out. What the fuck?
That's trolling, my nigga.
Is that what that is? Explain to me what that is, son.
That's trolling. They threw that line in there just so you would start hating, for niggas like us to say something about it, so that way it gets more publicity, so more people listen to the fucking song.
So I got trolled?
You just got trolled, my nigga.
Because I'm reading the article. Other than that, I wouldn't have even brang this shit up on this show.
You got trolled, my nigga. They got you.
Damn.
But my question is there a contingent, and is it palpable, of guys who just were not really fucking with Aubrey like that? That's what I want to know. And two, by the way, OK Player is becoming becoming an Aubrey guard. Vanguard. We got a block for this nigga. We got a block. OK Player, who's usually just about straight music, but they really blocking for Aubrey and shit. I know, you know, that's
them niggas at the offensive line.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Questlove and them niggas, yo, I don't know what's up on the editorial board over on that website, but is it palpable of cats out there, maybe even also in the commercial industries, not fucking with Aubrey?
I think that it's trendy. You know what I'm saying? I think it's trendy to use Drake to get more eyes, to get more views, and then to say something like that. Everybody knows. I mean, Drake has been exposed, right? We know little girls like him. We know he has a beard now. So older women like him, but that don't make him still, you know, a landmark in hip-hop.
No doubt. Who said that? Wasn't that, I'm going to give credit to Chris Lehman on that. Was that Chris?
Yeah,
who said, exactly. Basically, girls like him, and now that he done grew a beard, women are checking him out now. Look,
exactly.
No one is going to slow that train down. That motherfucker is unstoppable.
Yeah, but I get it. And going downhill fast.
Right.
Get the fuck out the way, because this motherfucker, he's going to get ran over if he try to step in front of the Drake train.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, I can't believe it. I didn't see it. I just got trolled, you know what I mean?
Got him.
Yeah, I didn't
got
see
another it. Fish on the line.
I was just like, damn, why are you going to throw that in there? You know, it really was just a general article. No big deal. Shit. All right, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is for the 25th anniversary of A Tribe Called Quest debut album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Path of Rhythm.
Left my wallet in El Segundo.
Yo, all of that, no doubt. Q-Tip has announced a special edition will be released to celebrate the occasion, coming in November, complete with remixes by rappers who were inspired by A Tribe Called Quest. Now, there's a couple of questions that I'm going to ask the brothers up here. Number one, is this a case of getting current producers to do the rework of the original beats? And how many young current MCs will be invited to redo Tribe Called Quest songs and fuck it up? That's my two questions. You're going to have current commercial niggas doing beats and current commercial niggas invited in. I don't know how Q-Tip's budget is. You know that's going to cost money to get the top tier niggas. But how many of the second string commercial niggas going to be invited in to fuck it up? That's my question.
Well, I'm saying this, as long as the current niggas is niggas like Apollo Brown and them, I'm not mad.
I don't see Apollo Brown and them niggas on this project. I'm talking
no
about
Static Selector.
No, I'd be surprised. I'm
Mike. You talking Mike Will?
I'm even talking though Mike I did hear Will.
Some shit. Mike Will sampled some shit. I heard him on the track. He looped some shit up and sampled. It didn't sound bad. And it said Mike Will made it. I was like, wow, you actually sampled.
Okay. I'm thinking Mike Will. I'm thinking Big Sean. You know, I'm thinking maybe, you know, niggas like that. Who knows? You're Frenchie. Second string niggas. You know,
damn, Frenchie's on the second string.
He's
not at the top. Right
nah,
now.
He's not on the top tier. But
he's a clip holder, B.
Oh, this nigga's on the sideline holding it down in distance marking.
Oh shit,
sir!
But he's on the field though. But I'm just saying. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't. You can't really afford, you know, the Waynes and them niggas. But that's when you gonna have to bring
Wayne's
it down.
Wayne's definitely gonna be on there. You know, Wayne down with you tipping them
Zulu.
Oh, I forgot about
Wayne's
that.
Definitely gonna be on there.
I forgot about that.
You, how quickly they forget, my nigga.
This nigga said Zulu. Oh shit. What about producers? I mean, you know, I can't see that, like you said, who you named that should do it. No, they won't be. I'm thinking guys a little bit more commercial exposure, because see, Jive Records is not going to put out an underground album. Jive Records
Will
is going to
be
one. There you go.
Will.i.am can do it though. I won't front on Will.i.am. Will.i.am is capable. He has skills, so I won't be mad.
So, yeah, maybe it will. I am.
If he ain't doing none of that bullshit, he ain't trying to make no oh yeah shit.
I mean, you know, it depends, you know what I mean? So, shout out to the Tribe Called Quest for the 25th anniversary of the first album. I don't, you know, who knows how that's going to turn out. I just remember in 1992, they actually put out a remix of Tribe Called Quest records. I got several 12 inches from that album in 1992. I forget exactly the name of what it's called, but anyway, shout out to them.
Real quick, since you mentioned 12 inches, I wonder, I'm just putting it out there that some of these listeners, whether you are a longtime listener, you're gonna know, obviously, but some of the people that just come across us, they don't even know what the fuck we're talking about when we say a 12 inch
record.
Yeah.
Right, do they even understand the concept of that?
I'm assuming if you listen to the digest, you should. If you don't, then you just got an explanation. It's a 12-inch record. Vinyl.
You must learn.
Yes, vinyl.
Indeed. And speaking of that, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, it was a web series called Rhythm Roulette that I used to watch from time to time because it had producers on there I wanted to see. And the purpose of what Rhythm Roulette basically was is that they would blindfold a producer, take them to a record store, and have them pick three records at random. Go back to their lab, and they'd make a beat. So, you know, one day I seen this joint, Just Blaze was on there, and I was like, oh, shit, I would like to see Just Blaze on Rhythm Roulette. But come to fucking find out, this is the difference between before commercialism takes over and after commercialism takes over. Just Blaze is on there. He digs for the records, and he goes back to this thing called the Sprite Corner. You know, Rhythm Roulette is now sponsored by Sprite.
Is that name again?
Okay, so here we go. These are the things that are now fucked up with the series. Okay, you can't see the records. So Sprite have them blurring out the records. Okay, you're not going back. They're not going back to their own labs. They're going to the Sprite Corner. And then number three, they got an audience full of fucking hipsters drinking free Sprite. And keep panning back and forth and shit. You know, it's fucking ridiculous. Now, prior to that, Rhythm Roulette used to get the records, come back to their own personal lab. The producer would discuss the records. Oh, I have an Anita Baker, Engelbert Humperdinck, and Chicago. You know what I mean? Just three records random that I pulled. You know what I mean? And then it was real organic from their own lab. Now, the Just Blaze is at the Sprite joint. The Manny Fresh is at that joint with all these hipsters. It's just the difference between something that was pure. And look, I get it. I know everybody be like, yo, son, Mass Appeal trying to get paid. Why you hating? They getting paid. Congratulations to Mass Appeal. You should. I get it.
Call Mass Appeal, B.
No, I'm just saying. I get it. You
Shout
know,
out to gang stuff.
It was a web series that they probably worked very hard on, and probably worked very hard to get the sponsorship of a major company. But now,
See, it's that's called different. Not keeping creative control. That's what that's called. Because they could have kept the show the way it was with Sprite sponsorship had they put that in that byline, as you call it, in the contracts. Like, we want to still do it the way we doing it, but you guys come in as sponsorship. But Sprite came in and took the fuck over.
And more importantly, Sprite has disabled all comments on under the videos. Okay?
Wow.
That's crazy.
They
now,
don't need you hating.
Under, now, check it out. Now, if you go back to the old one, like Black Milk and Marco Polo was like two of my favorites. I'm going to throw in Static Selector too. There's still comments. They're in their own labs. They're pulling out the records. You know, it's real organic, you know. And then there's comments. You know, just a full experience, you know. But now that web series is just pared down and tailored and hipsters and just a bunch of whack motherfuckers.
Maybe we don't know. Maybe there's a backdoor deal. Maybe all I know, bought out. Maybe Mass Appeal got bought out by Sprite.
Mass Appeal is gotten paid. Congratulations. I'm just saying that's the difference between something underground and organic. And once the commercial cats come in and rearrange the deck chairs and shit, it's all fucked up. Now, my next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a series that is still doesn't have any commercial sponsorship. The Fuse Channel Crate Diggers. Okay? It's about 15 minutes long. They have all the top producers, and you go through their crate, their record collection. Young Guru is awesome, yo.
Young Guru's nice.
He's very instructional on this whole crate digging situation. Just very nice, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. They got whack niggas up there, too. You know what I'm saying? Jermaine Dupri's Crate Diggers is horrible. You know what I mean? This nigga just
JD under the bus.
Yo, well, this motherfucker just basically.
At least you called him Jermaine.
This nigga basically just bought a used record store. He don't know what fucking crate digging is all about. He don't even really sample like that. But I'm just saying. But Crate Diggers, if you're looking for a web series that is still true to the whole thing before somebody comes in and takes over and shit, Coca-Cola trying to compete with Sprite, you know, Crate Diggers is still 100. So, you know, but if you ever check out Rhythm Roulette, check out the Manny Fresh and the Just Blaze, and then look at the Black Milk and Marco Polo, and you'll see the difference. Indeed. So, that's what's up. All right, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Oh, we already on that already?
We already on that.
Oh, that bus.
Ain't no bus. I'm just asking.
Actually, no.
Woo! Kurt, he hit you with the minivan.
Because
on that one,
I forgot to update my shit over here. Kurt, I told y'all last week to remind me to update my shit.
But he doesn't have it together. In any case, so E Color, you got some leftovers?
A little bit about that letter from the Lehman Brothers. It was pretty cool. I understand what he's saying. You know, about he talked about Drake. What else we talk about in that letter?
He talked about Macklemore and that whole situation.
Yes, he was not dissing Macklemore. He was kind of basically agreeing what we're saying. That Macklemore is a, you know, hip hop head, but these other cats is mad for whatever reason. But I don't know. I'm just trying to stall to give Kurt some time.
Oh, Kurt G's all fucked up in the game. That's all. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, dang it.
Nah, I got my updated shit. I'm good.
Here we go. Now
I'm good. I'm good. I did put it on my USB,
so I can give him the proper introduction. Now we got Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week we got AK Something to Prove EP. And we got Mocha Only, Magical Weirdness. Now that motherfucker's nice.
Mm.
And then we got a instrumental joint, Gas Lab, Soulful, and Jazzy Beats.
All right, there we go. So I guess.
Damn, I do have something to add, yo. And I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this, but you know, I do all the crunch numbers and all that kind of stuff. And I just feel a personal achievement for us is that when I did the numbers, B. For the last year, we have had over 500,000 downloads, B.
Sprite, you heard me?
That's pretty incredible, B. Sprite. I mean, that's a gold record, ain't it?
Well, actually, it is, because 500,000 units is a gold record equivalent.
Yeah, we we've pushed 512,000 downloads in the last year, man.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, we got a gold record. That's 100, yo.
Is that the new math, my nigga?
It is the new math.
No, that's the old math. That's old math.
Oh, okay.
That's real physical downloads, huh?
That's what's up. Anheuser-Busch, you heard, man?
Niggas that clicked on the page and shit, right?
Well, nah. If we talk about clicking on the page, there's
millions.
Over a million. 1,300,000-something clicks. Oh, okay. If we want to count
that's
that.
That's the new math, huh?
Wow.
Nigga, we platinum. Yeah, that's what new, man. Fuck, I'm, y'all talking about? Y'all niggas out here actual hating, nigga. Downloads. We platinum out this bitch.
Procter & Gamble, you heard me?
Woolite, nigga.
I'm just saying, Merck Pharmaceuticals, you heard me?
Oh, man. You're going to be hollering at the Koch brothers soon. You better watch it.
Yo, shit, I'll take the Koch brothers' money. I ain't fucking with their politics.
No doubt. That's what's up. So anyway, we want to shout out to all the fans and everybody who continue to fuck with the Hip Hop Digest, because you know we show you love too, homie.
No doubt.
We're gone.
Shout out to Brevard Smith.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get the brother on if we can. All
right.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you just reminded me. Thank you very much. Let me shake this shit up. Oh,
here we go.
Let me get a name out of here. We need a new listener. And, Brevard, if your name comes up, this was not set up, people. Let me tell you that.
Kurt G. Johnny put some accountability and credibility on this shit.
Yeah, you damn right, because if his name happened to pop out of there, I know.
Guess whose name popped up? Big B.
Oh, well, Big B was on here last week. We're going to have to redo another name.
Uh-oh, Brevard.
You got another shot, my nigga, Big Beast. Sorry, my brother, but you was here.
Nigga, this is starting to look like the Pennsylvania Lottery 666 jump off. Let's see here. Is DV the Boss Man.
DV the Boss Man. What's good?
All right.
Well, I'm going to reach out and we'll see what's good.
All right. So we ready to go now?
Yeah.
We out.
Okay, we out. Peace.
One.
Peace.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work. See, you are what you are in this world.
Love.
Either one of two things. Either you're somebody.
Mad rap in the have not thugs on the back block, suckers in the crack spots, checks in the black blocks, clean rubber bands on dirty stack of money. A chick gone for miles, a bird slap a honey, fuck a bad head, cowards can body in. Beans higher than a chandelier, get you pop for a can of beer. It's real with the feel, it's more than the album title. Way body rapping these days, who wrote a rhyming title? Y'all don't know, man, starve on the rise though. You can see the fire in my eyes when I rhyme, yo. Remember when my teacher said I wouldn't amount to shit, then the judge try to sum me, said I'm only good for biz. Okay. I came in the world of nobody, I'ma be a somebody. By the time of my soul, even my cold body. Word of my old shoddy, again he's gonna be bro Gotti. Latin women calling me poppy, keeping my dough stock.
You get a plan, stick to it. You hear me? Finish up strong. It's been a long time coming. Queens, we still got this. Make sure they know the name. Bang. Werewolf on the keyboard, I'm forced to write the transformation. That's just the rewards of life, emancipation. Free at any cost, it's like abandoned stations. I'm looking for a torch to light. See me flying out the tunnel with a brand new bundle, embracing my new mutation, a young Seth Grundle. 2-3, isolated on the offense. Shooting J's, parole violators on the park bench. Posh can't quench the thirst. I do the Superman work to make the earth start to spin in reverse. Know my worth like my first phone number. Turn the fat and do my own numbers. It's gonna probably be a cold summer. Make you wonder what I put in the child. Sinister child got so high. Look at me now. Stylistic poly. You could bet your by golly. I might get you a drink, but won't help you buy Molly. Please. Don't make me hide your body in the trunk of your Ferrari. Let you have a drug addict. Shit is hard at your party. Beats strapping like dominoes. Soon as I holla bominoes. Balls, I vomit those. Lock it like Guantanamo. Niggas respect my
my penmanship, and the delivery's like a Glock 40 with the extended clip. I'm that nigga they wanna do a joint venture with, leave them with a mean 16 like don't mention it. They'll skip the other songs on your album to get to my feature. Now I ain't signed and have yet to be endorsed by Sneaker. I'm an animal and you just a creature. Soon as a nigga jump, it's like that dude's fan base got weaker. DBS bump out my guap, yep. And I'ma have the city on fire by the time I drop. Bet my team pressure clean your clock. And I ate a whole potato on the barrel, probably muzzle the shot. Smoke CIs and fry bacon, fuck a snitch or a cop. Anybody tryna stop, but we pitch on the block. Man, it ain't just record sales that's going up my stock. I'ma go hard and try to do what Jay did with the rock. Mix the cuss with the chocolate, they call it beef in the Bronx. Chop a bullet to make tacos out that beef on your block. From New Yiddy to the gunshot state. Man, y'all cowards been eating, motherfucker. Now I want my plate.
Look, get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh! What the fuck you gonna do? Huh? You gonna shoot me in front of everybody? Huh?
With the gated scissor riding around my city, staring off into the clouds, me getting busy. Dream of more dope than leaning off with unking them with steaming in my mama kitchen, standing in between them. Years before my team was, reality was pressing on my brain. The 91 it came and 92 it all had changed. Those who knew me as yours truly didn't even know my name. The difference between barely seeing and unseen, boxing demons in my scenes. Don't know about your fight or plight to make it where you scream, but I done seen it all and to recall. Onlookers want your uprise to feel like the fall, so I stand to the side where I can see him. Early on the wake up, AM over PM, tell them labels keep me stable, I'ma need to see per diem. It's more than them seeing as they say, but they don't know the meaning when we speaking round the way. It could turn King's T and MC8 for a plate, cruising at 88 when you ain't even got the brakes. Word to the paper, I was stuffed inside a tape to record and create from this mind state of trying to make moves. While watching time skate, seeing things change, feeling alright, I'm doing the same thing, no need to explain, shit, it's just the rules of the game.
longevity is maybe it has to do with how long it takes you to get to some place where you're recognized as having the correct job. As long as you get there, how long it takes is afterwards. There has to be value in the valleys. The valleys make you really appreciate.
That's what we do. We celebrate the music that came before us. So we stamp ourselves in into the archives of greatness. Word up.
Vinyl is forever.
Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want pop, but we never gon' pop. See, vinyl is forever. We press it on wax. We're gonna live forever through legacy like that. Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want pop, but we never gon' pop. See, vinyl is forever. We press it on wax. We're gonna live forever through legacy like that. 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 We're gonna live forever through legacy like that.
SS Amadeus, I'm a ninja throwing 45. A 12 inches, you don't gotta question, all we live. Forever living long as the records are spinning. It's vinyl from the beginning, it'll be that way till the end of post-apocalyptic. No more internet. Under the dirt and rubble, all you gon' see is a 12 inch. Blow the dust off, it is the most magnificent futuristic artifact I consider heaven sent. Real DJs spin G's on their collection. Connection with the vintage 1200. Perfection, artistic cover artwork, unique in its description. Deluxe color vinyl.
Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want pop, but we never gon' pop. See, vinyl is forever, we press it on wax. We're gonna live forever through legacy like that.
Vinyl test, press the vinyl, mandatory acid. Acetate magic for tablers who wanna catch it. Still the feel of the fingers touching the grooves. Far moves, blending records and tones, setting the mood, yeah. Scratch approved for battle moves, mix and wax requested. Still valuable sound, worthy DJ respected. Stand the span of time, longevity, call it vintage. Reignition, reintroduction of how we spin it. Consumer plus for pre-orders and such. 7 is to 12, color vinyl, give it that touch. Trusty fingers, play diggers, we support your fetish. Feed your habits and wax addicts soon as we press it.
Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want pop, but we never gon' pop. See, vinyl is forever, we press it on wax. We're gonna live forever through legacy like that. Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want pop, but we never gon' pop. See, vinyl is forever, we press it on wax. We're gonna live forever through legacy like that. Vinyl is forever, my lord, part of the legacy. Gotta get into the groove. We rockin' 45 and 33 RPM. High fidelity and stereo, we got them gems. This for the diggers, man, live with the band on wax. With the poetics, quadraphonic sounds, big impact. Beat the phonetics, tons of releases and catalog pieces. You know the methods, if you really wanna live forever. Press it on records, yo. Ask Vanessa, DJ Smith, and Rich Medina too. We can take it way left coast, as beat junkies through. Rashi, house shoes, beat minus and primo. There's so many more I can name, best believe, yo. Go all around the world and the records don't stop. Of course we want guap, but we never go pop. See, vinyl is forever, we press it on wax. We gonna live forever through legacy like that. 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 We gonna live forever through legacy like that.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. How you doing?
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm
conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Look, I had a conversation with God last night. He said I give my strongest battles to the ones that fight.
In the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm
conversation with God. Now, we ain't crossed paths in about a minute. I wonder how you living. You see, I'm still trying to get it. So much pain and aggression. Swear it kept me at a distance. I'm missing. Done with all that Instagram picking. What's the point? It's all fake niggas here and naked women. Social media sites to
and turned your world into a gimmick. So much black on black violence, more dead than in college. They don't understand it, get ahead, you gotta gain knowledge. Just the principles in life, and we try to blame the whites. We killing them, they killing us, but two wrongs don't make it right. I call for intervention. Listen, God needs you to pay attention. You the missing key, the kids gotta see a better vision. It's either die or you go to prison. The government lying to us, say they wanna see a better living. Hey, look, man, time's hard, I'm so sick of fitting. Hope I'm forgiven for the times I was caught sinning.
You can hear me, right?
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes, I'm just a beat in the eyes, I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm
conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes, I'm just a beat in the
look, I had a conversation with God last night. He said I give my strongest battles to the ones that fight.
In the eyes, I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation. Look, it's no way that I'm done yet. This world got me upset. Jesus on the text, I told him I'ma have to hit him back. Cause you on the phone, we ain't spoken so long. Speaking about the right and wrongs, it's a lot that's going on. I see you took my mama, that was a blow I wasn't ready for. I wonder how she doing, can I speak to her? Or is that too much to ask? If so, just let her know Raheem excelling in his class. Never left you in the past, keep you with me on my path. Send that message with a kiss, love forever and a half. But God, I wanna thank you, you didn't bless me in a lot of ways. Show me that with driving commitment, eventually it pays. Man, and I done seen some brighter days. I'm just living through your word, even when the sky's gray. Had some ups, had some downs, but to you I always pray. Thanks for listening, God, that's really all I had to say.
Good night.
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm
conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes. I'm just a beat in the
look, I had a conversation with God last night. He said I give my strongest battles to the ones that fight.
In the eyes, I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation with God.
I'm just a beat in the eyes.
Conversation with God.
As you told me in Jeremiah 29:11, for you know the plans you have for me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. I believe in you, my Lord.
Somewhat troubling, trying to keep up with it all, but I'm not complaining. Been busy campaigning just to do my damn thingin'. Another tour, another chance to keep my fans singing. Now, I got some shit that you love, so just try it on for size, cause it fits like a glove. Word to now focus, me and my mans is can, you know. Invented a brand, we trying to expand, you know. I'm going at it like some kind of rabid animal. I command my ship from Captain the Crunch and the Moke. It's all pandemonium when I'm on stage. You can check the gauge, see I'm way off the meter. The secret to success is being one awesome dreamer. And since my long out days, they've all come true. Now, girls take me for chicken out to doing the do. The key to happiness is having fun and it's true. She goes low, low. Well, how low can you go? Call a Mocha O if you really need a pro. Cause my shit's more rugged, yo. Word up, you know my shit's more rugged, yo. Kuba, how it goes?
It's low, 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 low. How low can you go? Call a Grand Kuba if you really need a pro. Cause yeah, my shit's more rugged, yo.
Say what?
I said my shit's more rugged, yo.
Yeah, tell a fool.
Get him, mommy, make that ass shake.
Boom.
Hard enough to cause an earthquake. Uh-huh. It's Grand Poobah on the first take.
Yeah.
Wiggle my asses then spring break. Right. It's kind of easy telling the real McCoy from the fake.
Agreed.
Been doing this since cassette tapes.
Yeah.
I be that veteran peddling.
What?
Some of that feel good medicine. Since the days of One for All, got your beats on fire as you stroll through the mall. If you want it done right, give Poobah a call. I'm like the sun up in the sky, baby. I can't fall. It's nothing. I slide up in mommy like stepping. I still hit a note like my name was David Ruffin. I still be that dude with that sick ass flow. But it's one thing, baby, that I need to know.
Can you go low? Well, how low can you go? Call a Mocha O if you really need a pro. Cause my shit's more rugged, yo.
Heard up, yeah, my shit's more rugged, yo. Ha,
it's low, low, low. How low can you go?
Uh-huh.
Call on Grand Poobah if you really need a pro, cause my shit's more rugged, yo.
Say what?
I said my shit's more rugged, yo.
That's how we go.
Yeah.
Torts like commissions, definitely in this. It's 2015.
Yeah.
You know how we do. Peace to my man Grand Poobah, and we out on.
With my cake right, shorty say she ain't the jump off, but the date tight. I'm trying to skate right when my man noticed me. Said he wasn't sure, but waved me over, hopefully. People approaching, weed drinks being served. You can tell when they cutting by the winks and the purrs. Ain't no minks on the curves, cause we rock modestly. 9 out of 10 of the occupants came from poverty. Shoot, that's how it's gotta be. We don't go to clubs, it's a chill spot to build and still show the love. Daps in the hugs, glares in the mugs, not exchange cause we came for the love. A few just blowing bud, I might rock the set on an occasion. Black, whites, Arabians, Latinos, and Asians. Be up in the spot to knock Dilla and BG's. Chilling how I wanna be, at the speakeasy, yeah. Just step in the building, get chilling with the hotness. From hippies to villains, but none of us obnoxious. Maybe the other spots, but not this. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. Ride at the speakeasy. Been grooving the music and touching many topics. Discussing what's new on the block, trading stock tips. I'm all up in it like a locksmith. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. High at the straight lounging. Counting my loot, we ain't scrounging. Feeding off of the vibes of my intimate surroundings. Yo, people abounding. We be in the cut stuck. Ladies like, what's up, luck hounding. Show them love back. Daps go around like, how you love that? Cats in the town found I'm a thug cat. But often very chill though, I be on my grizzly. Never with you weirdos, do it to your ear holes till they start to bleed. We be banging out they trunk till they flip and start to speed. You could give them what they want, I'ma give them what they need. Like THC rushes to brothers to smoke trees. Low key off in the cuts, I might rock the set on an occasion. Black, whites, Arabians, Latinos, and Asians. Be up in the place where the bass from the beat please me. Chilling how I want it. At the speakeasy, yeah. Just step in the building, get chillin' with the hotness. From hippies to villains, but none of us obnoxious. Maybe the other spots, but not this. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. Ride at the speakeasy. Been grooving the music and touching many topics. Discussing what's new on the block, trading stock tips. I'm all up in it like a locksmith. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. High at the speakeasy. With my cool lounge, knocking Michael and Drew down. And come up with a fusion of both. Create a new sound, the barriers we blew down black. Making a statement of greatness with all the subtleties that you found whack. We get it in, independent of other people that see you fly. Cause everlasting soul, the feast to see you not. Forget your BMI checks, I believe in flying nests. If you're frontin' and that's TMI, no need to ply, no need to I. Need to be the guy, 30,000 kilometers high. And yo, we show love, but never getting excited. And plus you can't come if you was never invited. Just how I like it, although I'm down for some action on an occasion. Black, whites, Arabians, Latinos, and Asians. Counteract the drama and stress at the streets, baby. Chillin' how I want it, at the speakeasy, yeah. Just step in the building, get chillin' with the hotness. From hippies to villains, but none of us obnoxious. Maybe the other spots, but not this. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. Ride at the speakeasy. Been groovin' the music and touching many topics. Discussing what's new on the block, trading stock tips. I'm all up in it like a locksmith. And I'ma always keep the spot lit. High at the speakeasy.
Hit the stage like a pipe bomb. Grab the mic with my right arm. Pictures I depict are more vivid than the night calm. We write hard. You liable to get choked with the mic core. My tight roar. Test to catch a strike to the right jaw. My fucking hand feel like I'm holding a roll of quarters. I suffer from a crushed phony motherfucking disorder. I slaughter all of them before the orders given. Yo, the squad is seven. Open up your stomach, then I play the organs in them. My body's made up of a billion evil organisms. I destroy the rhythm. Every bar got poison in them. Bring your boys, I rip them easy like they nothing but the bong hit. Tech hit the stage, the wreck, and all you hear is, aw, shit. For good reasoning, I stay up every evening. Conceiving things on paper that to most don't come easily. So fuck your measly rats, perhaps you need to be invested in your craft a lot more before seeing me.
The Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. Lord, forgive me, I'm falling and I can't turn back. Lord, forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. Lord, forgive me, I'm falling and I can't turn back.
Who wanna test to clear the block like a fucking bomb threat? You'll be hearing more shots than New Year's Eve up in the projects. It's obvious, son. My thoughts waltz around the complex. Spit ghastly tight verses, cursing those who rhyme next. This is the process, the beat becomes a hostage. With a Glock cocked to the temple until I rock this. Used to spit real, but now you all about the prophets. One of the only heads that stayed underground like an Oscar.
Are you sure?
God damn it, motherfucker, I'm positive like protons. My flow binds the eardrums, holds on. Get rolled on like orders handed down from an old dime. I blow minds, drop gems, my head's a fucking gold mine. I shine light, see the blind vividly. Envision the villain with a million abilities. I blend in with regular civilians till I feel a beat. Then transform into the terrible and kill Willis.
The Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. Lord, forgive me, I'm falling and I can't turn back. Lord, forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. Lord, forgive me, I'm falling and I can't turn back.
Some real shit, like, this shit ain't for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Pocket full of green, but the leather and all. I beat that nigga named Jamal. Mackin' hoes in the tight clothes with pretty toes. Uh-huh. Kicking flows for all the Roddy bros, and it goes. Look, 1-2 to the break of 1995. Jamal representing, keep it live. It don't matter how I come on these funk floor tracks with raps. We about to still make snacks. We got bitches for days, riches it pays. Damn shit's changed since back in the day. In my mouth is where the blunt stays late. Then I get paid, thinking a phrase to a mate. I'm getting busier, leaving hoes dizzier than they ever been with the grown men. Is he a straight loony type of nigga that to drop the temperature? Bitch, I ain't really into to all the tramp gold diggers.
Keep it real, y'all. Gotta keep it real, y'all. Keep it real, y'all. Gotta
to all the misrepresenters.
Keep it real, y'all. Gotta keep it real, y'all. Keep it real, y'all. Gotta
to all the bitch ass niggas. Coming on that ill tip, my whole crew pack nines, don't make me have to kill shit. I bring the flavor to your ear, smashing trash MCs from the front to the rear. In 95 until I still kick the ill, lyrical miracles, leaving rappers hysterical. I keep it raw, and when I got the gat, I hit them all. And on the MIC, I rip them all. Yeah, word up. This is dedicated to my beats on 60161 on the Philadelphiatic streets. Take it to the recently deceased H-Town Tall D, rest in peace.
Word is fine.
As the beat heat up, psychotic thoughts start to lead up. I got the sauce to make the billboard bullet speed up. Yo, word up, right on, Jamal got the vibe, y'all. And that's the deal on the real, I get ill, y'all. It's Philly's finest behind this, doing damage. No matter how scandalous, they can't handle it.
underground sound.
Yeah.
I stick my dick in the ground, then I turn the whole world around.
Uh-huh.
And blow the sun up.
Blow this bomb, we blow the sun up.
Niggas, they run, I'm trying to stop to come up and get done up.
Yeah.
Put your guns up, I'll raise your buns up when I rock the spot.
Uh-huh.
Niggas, they all stiff when the red dot. Today not,
today not, today not.
To all the tramp gold diggers.
Keep it real, yo. Gotta keep it real, yo. Keep it real, yo. Gotta
to all the misrepresenters.
Keep it real, yo. Gotta keep it real, yo. Keep it real, yo. Gotta
to all the bitch ass niggas.
Keep it real, yo. Gotta keep it real, yo. Keep it real, yo.
To all the tramp gold diggers.
Keep it real, yo. Gotta keep it real, yo. Keep it real, yo.
To all the misrepresenters.
Keep it real, yo. Gotta keep it real, yo. Keep it real, yo. Gotta
to all the bitch ass niggas.
Keep it real.